the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Today is December 23rd, 2016. This will actually be my last show before Christmas, which usually for me marks the end of the year. I do not have a guest lined up today, so let me give out the call-in number in case anybody wants to call in. It's 718-717-8296. Again, let's give it the all-American try if you want to do it. I do believe I fixed the Skype issue, so we'll just see. I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to give you some nuclear alerts today. And if we have time, I'll probably check the mass animal deaths, which is really grotesque. Interestingly enough, we keep track of the animal deaths, but we don't really keep track of the human deaths. The only ones that they barely keep track of, and in fact, our government isn't even keeping track of the people they kill. So we don't know. I do want to share with you a poem. I opened up the book, The Way of Life, this morning, according to Lao Tzu, translated by Witter Biner. I've quoted from this book before. I love this book. I always go back to it. Number 12. The five colors can blind, the five tones deafen, the five tastes cloy. The race, the hunt, can drive men mad, and their booty leave them no peace. Therefore, a sensible man prefers the inner to the outer eye. He has his yes, he has his no. So I thought that was pretty good, you guys. I really like that. He has his yes, he has his no. And I guess that's kind of where I've drawn the line. Yesterday I did an interview with Sean McGee. I sat on that interview, and I even pondered whether I should put a disclaimer at the front of it or the back end of it. Many of you know I'm a YouTuber, and there's kind of a circular firing squad on the YouTube community in the anti-nuke movement, which is super small. There's really nobody out there. Maybe there's 10 people that I know of, max. I mean, it's a super small community. There just is no anti-nuclear activism, people going out there saying this is insane, even though this is what really, I don't get how people can just go, huh, that's interesting information. Pilgrim nuke in Plymouth shut down amid leaky valves, leaked email. A leaked email came out in which, it wasn't a leaked email, it was accidentally sent to somebody and this was on Libby Halevy's show. She interviewed the woman, I don't remember her name. I was listening to it again this morning. She, as soon as she got the email, she sent it to somebody else because she knew it was a mistake and it would probably be retracted. So as soon as she sent the email, her cell phone shut down. Huh. Interestingly enough, and she did lose the email. So, smart thinking, sending it off. So, if you ever get a leaked email, don't keep it for long. I guess that's the story there. But check this out, the NRC alerts. The NRC alerts are just so incomprehensible. It's like, imagine if we read in the newspaper there was a nuclear bomb in New York City and everybody just went, huh, that's interesting. So here we have at the Columbia Generating Station, degraded condition, accident mitigation. Remember, this was on the 20th, this reported on Monday. We have heard nothing still about this. The cause of the leak. Listen to this. The location. I'm going to read you the whole thing. It will. I didn't do it the other day, and this is. I was waiting for an update, actually, before I read this. I was hoping that by today we would hear something. On December 18th, 2016, at 2320 PST, a leak was discovered on the high pressure core spray mi system minimum flow line. The leak is located at a bolted flange downstream of the manual isolation valve, which is H high pressure core spray V53. The location of the leak is not isolable from the suppression pool. This provides a direct path from inside the primary containment to the reactor building. High pressure core spray system is a single train emergency core cooling system. Therefore, inoperability is reportable per 10 CFR 50.72B3VD. Based on the location of the leak, primary containment integrity is compromised. Let me repeat that. Based on the location of the leak, primary containment integrity is compromised. Primary containment is declared inoperable and is reportable per 10 CFR 50.72B32A. The cause of the leak is under investigation. Actions are underway to cool down and enter mode 4, folks. There is absolutely no update on this. I've been checking today's NRC alerts. We don't have that, but we do have something else just as bad. December 23rd. The insanity of this industry is off the charts. What other industry can we just report we're going to kill our environment and nobody's got has a right to even talk about it? And yet, I'm pissing in the wind here in this radio show every single day, practically, where people are like, oh, that's really interesting. Huh, I have a cancer appointment I have to catch. My kid has a diabetes. Look, folks, nuclear pollution is killing us. It is not something we can be passive about. We have to actively engage in calling these elected officials in these states, call the senators in these states, call Patty Murray's office, call, oh my gosh, I always forget her name, Maria Cantwell. I guess that's because she's a junior senator. It is really urgent that we close the Columbia Generating Station down. They have not updated us. Cook, Michigan, accident mitigation again. Notification date 12/22. Event time happened 12/21 at 2300. You know what's interesting? The last one was almost at midnight. This is at 11 o'clock at night. Here we go, entering to mode 4. With DC Cook Unit 1 in mode 1 and 100% power, and Unit 2 in mode 4 during the refueling outage, the following emergency diesel generators were declared inoperable due to a discovered design and manufacturing issue involving some of the fuel pump injectors. So, this is so outrageous that we are just being exposed to this stuff. Day in, day out, day in, day out. And we actually have to have like activists, quote, activists. We actually have to have people who care enough to change their lives around to call elected officials to say, stop funding these monsters. Nuclear power is not safe, clean, green, or even well taken care of, as the email basically that came out about Pilgrim basically said that the staff is overwhelmed. They really don't understand what the safety issues are, which I completely understand that, because you know what? I did read the probably the most boring scientific journal I've read. I read it on my YouTube channel. It was I could only do 10 minutes at a time. My eyes were popping out. The IAEA safety culture model has never been tested, folks. Never, never been tested. So no wonder the people at Pilgrim have no idea. They really just have no idea what's safety, what's not safety. Wonder why. So the phone number, if anybody wants to call in, is 718-717-8296. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Today is December 23rd, 2016. Something else I want to talk about is this anti-nuke movement that we have going on. We get these circular firing squads. I guess I'm on the outs now with some of the YouTubers because I don't abandon Dr. Caldicott and don't abandon Dr. Busby. This is the issue. Those two scientists are the only, or I guess they're not scientists. One's a, I guess they are. I don't know if is a doctor a scientist. I guess I'd have to ask Dr. Caldicott that. I mean, the bottom line is really, they are really all we have. There are very few doctors or scientists who come out unequivocally, put their careers on the line. And that's the other point. Why are people's careers on the line? Why is it politically incorrect? Why is this a political issue? That's the questions that needs to be asked. Why is this a political issue? Nuclear pollution is killing our children. Is the water in Flint a political issue? It is a financial issue, folks. The reason the people in Flint, Michigan got poisoned was so that somebody could make a lot of money. I mean, we literally are assets on a balance sheet. And our children, once we get contaminated with nuclear pollution or lead or chemicals or whatever it is we're choosing to ignore because we don't want to have to rock the boat. Because fundamentally, if we ask ourselves, we really are afraid of the government. We're afraid that, oh, the IRS is going to come after us. We're afraid the police will come after us. We're afraid we're going to get spied on. Well, guess what? We're being spied on. I mean, look at that report that came out with Edward Snowden. The Senate just threw him under the bus. I mean, that whole thing, they just really did not even hear what he was saying. And they don't want to hear. Because if the truth came out about all the horrible corruption that's going on in this government, oh my God, they'd all lose their jobs. They'd all be, it's like, what was it in Brazil? Something like over 80% of the Congress is under indictment, like for corruption. You know, their system is based on ours. We imposed our corrupt neocon agenda. The neoconservative agenda is basically just rape and pillage. And, you know, if you're strong enough to make it, pay. Good for you. So I'm going to read to you some more of these NRC events, but I'd like to talk to you about the idea that Christmas is coming up and we are entering a time when people traditionally celebrate the new year. Doesn't matter what type of religion you believe in, whether you're an atheist or not, it's kind of a common thing among humanity. At this time of year, we celebrate the beginning of the new year after winter. There's not really a lot to celebrate. I mean, there's a lot of people that believe that maybe we're in a beginning of a new era in America that's going to make us great again. I had a client of mine tell me how great it is that finally someone's hiring experts for the government. And I said, "You mean all the Wall Street guys who tank the economy? Those are the experts?" He's like, "Yeah, if they'd have been, you know, that's actually pretty good." Okay. I think we're going to have to prepare for some very stiff times in America. And the world is already living through stiff times. Cancer is the number one killer of our children. People in Actually, people in St. Louis are watching their children get sick and die before their very eyes because they are forced to live in a community where the government refuses to help them move. That's essentially what's happening in St. Louis, folks. There is a fuse wrap site still on fire, and people are getting sick, and the government is just saying you have to live next to it until it burns out because we're not going to help you move out. We're not going to evacuate you. Against all scientific proof that these people ought to be moved out immediately, accepting responsibility, we continue to give foreign governments billions of dollars to kill people. We give them money to kill people so they can buy weapons to kill people, and yet we cannot save our own people. What does that tell us about what the values of our government really is? We're in a bad pickle here, folks, and this is why I'm on the radio 5 days a week now. I don't know if the 5 days a week will be permanent, just to let you know. We're kind of testing out the waters. We'll know by the end of January. And if you give us any response on the chat room, which I really never go to, the chat is not a place that I am comfortable in. But I understand there's a lot of people there. So hello, chat room at UCY TV, if you're listening at all. So I also wanted to share with you this little book. It's called The Anti-Nuclear Handbook. I go into the bookstores, used bookstores, and look for nuclear-related books because they are just not printed anymore. And our youth are being seriously brainwashed. This book was written in 1978. And one of the things that it does is just like a little cartoon. It's just like a little cartoon book. And I would suggest that people get it. It's a visual book. It has a lot of little handwritten cartoons, but it really talks about, there's a lot of information about the human factor that met the breeder reactor. I mean, it talks about all these types of reactors that they've now forced on us. These were in the days when people wanted to stop nuclear. And now we've just kind of acquiesced. Okay, now we have to have it. And now we are here. December 22nd. Let's see. On the December 23rd, these are the headlines from the alerts. I'll just read you the headlines. I'll spare you the reading of the entire report. Comanche Peak, Texas power reactor, unanalyzed condition. Unanalyzed condition involving station service water trains. I'll skip to the very bottom. It says, currently, emergency diesel generator B on each unit has been declared inoperable per technician specification. The condition will be corrected within 72 hours. So don't worry. And no, here's the update. Well, they've got three updates. Oh my goodness, four updates. How many updates do they have? They have a lot of updates. So I guess it says the very last update. Since Unit 1 train and the associated Unit Train 1 safety related pumps, valves, batteries, battery chargers, fans, and transformers have been periodically declared inoperable at various times in the last 3 years for surveillance testing and maintenance, given the MELB condition, and both trains of the Unit 1 safely pump related pumps, valves, fans, battery chargers, and transformers, they supply could have been inoperable, and this represents an unanalyzed condition. Therefore, this condition is not reportable as a loss of safety function. So, gee whiz, they have backup, so we don't have to worry about it. That's what that one is. Non-emergency safety agreement, lost tritium exit signs. We lose these tritium exit signs all the time, folks. Did you know that our exit signs have tritium in it and more emergency tritium exit signs? This is in California, LandCal Engineering, non-emergency damage density gauge. And I have heard that these density gauges are double built. That's why they're always reporting them. They have like two sets of the thing and one because they break so often. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what I was told by somebody who said they speak science. Radiographic camera source disconnect. Accident mitigation, Cook, Michigan. Here's the accident mitigation. Don't we love this? Oh my God. Okay. Emergency diesel generators declared inoperable. With DC Cook Unit 1 in Mode 1 and 100% power, and Unit 2 in Mode 4 during a refueling outage, the following emergency diesel generators were declared inoperable due to a discovered design in manufacturing. Okay, we read this. Now, the last sentence on this says Unit 1 maintenance will be prioritized over 1 and 2 and most likely will proceed to Mode 5. Mode 5 is required because they are inoperable due to both Unit 1 to emergency diesel generators being inoperable. So right now it looks like Cook, Michigan has two emergency fuel generators that are inoperable. Defects and noncompliance, potential transducer component effect. So this is today's report, folks, that I guess if you're curious enough, you could go out and find out exactly, and I guess if we went to the EPA page, I bet you 2 to 1 we could find the same thing. And that's just the nuclear alerts. I mean, on the NRC webpage, they have things about nuclear reactors, nuclear materials, radioactive waste, nuclear security involvement, public meetings and involvement. We definitely need to be calling the NRC chair Burns. Imagine that. This is the most hilarious thing. The man who runs the all of the nuclear react the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, his name is Burns, just like on The Simpsons. Burns. Wow. I have to say that completely blew me away when I heard that the first time. Christmas is coming. And there's a lot of people that might feel lonely, a lot of people that feel really grateful they get to see their family. This is a time when we reflect on what's really important to us in the new year. And I hope that people listening to this radio show, however many hundreds of thousands there are, take action. Imagine if we actually even got 3,000 people to call their elected officials and say, wait a minute, we've got to close that nuclear power plant in Columbia Generating Station, like close it down permanently. It's been temporarily shut down because of this leak. And frankly, I've been looking online. If anybody out there has any information about the Columbia Generating Station, please do contact me because it is. They're not going to tell us when there's a nuclear meltdown. That's the problem. They're not going to say anything until it's way too late. Look what they did in Japan. So it did go into a scram on Monday. It has been shut down. It doesn't look like it's been reopened. I mean, if we have an earthquake up there, we're super screwed. And we are due for an earthquake. If anybody's looking at the earthquake maps, we're in the silent zone. And silent zones is where we get hit. And usually, when there's a silent zone, a lot of times it's big. So we need people to actively engage on this nuclear stuff. And we need to stop allowing ourselves to have our eyes glazed over and go, oh, well, we just don't understand it. And we just don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. Look, we have to think about it. It's killing our children. That's the issue. It is killing our children, and it's killing ourselves, and it's harming our planet. So I don't believe that we have an option. And if somebody wants to call and challenge me that, the number is 718-717-8296. I would encourage anybody to give me a call if you want to talk about this, but it's not just the mass animal deaths. Let me just see what the mass animal deaths have shown up since Monday when I read about it then too, I believe. So today is actually the very first day in about 3 months when I haven't been massively busy. December 22nd, mass die-off of fish in Xiamen, China. Thousands of dead crayfish floating down a river in New Zealand. Hundreds of dead fish. Thailand. Tens of thousands wash up in Cornwall on December 19th. I recall reading that the other day. Let me look at this mass deaths in China. Let me open up that link and see what it says. If it has it in English, because it looks like it was uh-oh. So I don't think that it says it's translating it, so I don't think it's going to open up this story. Oh, here it is. Large number of fish, dead fish salvaged, 16 boats a day. Oh my God, this isn't just a small amount of fish, a large number of fish. There's a man sitting in a boat, surrounded literally in this canal, a big gigantic canal, surrounded by dead fish. It looks like he's got something in there. His boat, he's filling up and picking up the boat. Literally, it must be millions of, I bet you it's a few hundred tons of fish. I wonder if they're going to tell us in this language what it says. Okay, 16 dead, no, fishing 16 dead fish per day, each boat filling up with 3,000 pounds, 16 fishing boats, 3,000 pounds a day, four boats a day. Wow. Okay, let me read this again. This is today is the third day of lake fishing salvage from 7 a.m. every day till 5 p.m. Four boats a day out with fishing and back and forth four times, so that's 16 times per day, filling up 3,000 pounds. And they've only captured half of the dead fish. The stench is filling up the town. Oh my gosh. That is pretty serious. So that's exactly what it's about, folks. And I'll bet you 2 to 1 people can't call in, but I don't know. Jill says it's my thing. So if you guys can call in, 5-4, I guess, you know what you could actually, maybe you could do, we could try this one. If you wanted to call me on my own Skype, maybe the call-in number won't work, but you could call me on my Skype number. If you have Skype, it's Lonnie.Clark7. And we could connect maybe that way. But anyways, I'm going to keep going. You know, looking forward to the new year is kind of harsh when you come on information like this. The hardest part about the way this story is not reported is massive die-off of fish in Xiamen, China. I mean, one of my projects to finish up by the end of next week is that Excel spreadsheet. Because if we put it into context, how many birds, how many whales, I mean, for real, this has been one of the complaints about the YouTube community, is that the few people that are out there making videos on a regular basis use hyperbole all the time and come up with their own ideas and then believe it's real. There's no fish left in the ocean. Well, there are fish, as we've seen. We're seeing massive die-off of fish. There are fish in the ocean. There are crayfish. They're dying. Tens of thousands. They're washing up all over, which tells us that there's still a lot out there because you know, when we have to get worried is when there's no longer massive die-offs, because that means there's going to be a food shortage. I mean, right now, we're still seeing massive die-offs of fish. I don't know what it's going to take. People think that we can keep pouring nuclear pollution into the ocean. I saw also a report yesterday about the Trashlandia, the three big circles of trash they've discovered. I think it was a Swedish scientist who flew over the trash over the ocean, and he has actually outlined that the way the current jet currents are, it has basically broken it up into three massive, massive trails of trash across the Pacific Ocean. And imagine that. It circles around, just as the Fukushima radioactive contamination circles around the currents, so does this massive trash circles. There are huge quantities of trash circling around. One hangs out like around the, they call it the Southern Pacific or the Eastern Pacific and then the Western Pacific, and it's just these big massive circles of trash circling around. Now imagine all of the radioactive isotopes that's being attached to all of those bits of trash and plastic, and they said that the trash and the plastic is what's killing the fish. You notice that we never talk about the nuclear pollution. Never. It never comes up. Why is that? Why does the nuclear pollution never become an issue? People have to really think about this. Even the people in St. Louis don't talk about it. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. They talk about, oh, that old radioactive waste. Oh, doggone it. Doggone it. What do you mean? This is killing, like, it's incomprehensible. It's destroying the foundation of life on our planet. As John McKinnon said on my show on Wednesday, we have basically unleashed star power on our planet, and it is scorching our planet and killing life on our planet. And we need to get science back from the polluters. We need to get science to be able to be scientists and allow them to figure out a way to stop this stuff or remediate it on a massive scale. We need massive investment in phytoremediation. I don't know. I do not know what it's going to take. But I do think what it's going to take, I guess, maybe a lot of death. I don't know. I think we need to have courage. I think we need to be able to face it. It's not that bad. What's worse is ignoring it. Allowing our children to get sick and allowing the doctors to have the freaking nerve to say, oh, it's not from radioactive pollution. You know, I brought this point up with Thomas Ackerman the other day about the scientists, because on YouTube there's kind of like this pissing contest about Dr. Busby disagrees with Dana Dernfer. Dana Dernfer's kind of gone on the warpath, and because of that, I'm on the outs with that. Kind of like Lord of the Flies mentality, frankly. But it's be over the whole thing at Fukushima, the images that we see at Fukushima, and what's there? Are there spent fuel rods? If there's rods, no rods. I personally don't think there's anything. We watched it blow up, but you know what? I don't know the science. Maybe they could have sustained that type of an explosion, a few of those rods. And maybe the scientists and the doctors who say that there's spent fuel rods there understand that science and understand that it's there. I don't. So I'm not going to say what's there. It's all of our opinion. It doesn't matter. What matters is the bigger picture, that this is a gaping nuclear volcano that is being ignored by everyone. I mean, if any of you out in your real world said, you know, wow, look at this thing with Fukushima, well, what are we going to do? Glenn Woodford, and he's a YouTuber, and yesterday he gave out his number and his address. He's like, look, we've got to do something. And he was like, look, Westlake Landfill, folks, we got to protest. We've got to get behind this. And yet, in St. Louis, people do not get behind it. The city of St. Louis, where the Westlake Landfill is, most of the people in St. Louis go, oh, yeah, that's that problem on the other side of the city out by the airport. It's a burning nuclear leak that not only blows the nuclear contamination in the homes of the people living there, it burns the contamination all over. West to east, the wind blows west to east, folks. I mean, nuclear gas goes up into the atmosphere and it doesn't just dissipate, it stays and it causes harm. And we have a nuclear regulatory commission that is just ho-hum. I saw a video with Kevin Blanch testifying before the NRC at San Onofre. And I think it was like 5 or 6 months ago or something. And he was talking about him and he confronted him. He's like, you guys have just been doing nothing but lie to us. And he was looking him straight in the face and confronting him. And they were all their body language. Ho-hum, rolling their eyes like, yeah, he's just some crazy lunatic anti-nuker, somebody who cares about life. It is incomprehensible that we are brainwashing scientists. And yet, that's what I said to Tom. Of course, they have to brainwash the scientists and the doctors. They spend most of their money brainwashing them. Because if a doctor knew and really comprehended how completely outrageous the nuclear pollution was on the human body, they would do nothing but stop it immediately. They would have, in fact, they have, they are actually getting involved in stopping it. Many doctors in America are refusing to participate in the chemotherapy stuff because the injecting people with radiation only causes more problems. In chapter 41, Dr. John W. Goffman wrote a book, Radiation from Medical Procedures and the Pathogenesis of Cancer and Ischemic Heart Disease. Low-dose response studies with physicians per 100,000 population. And he talks about the mortality rate. This whole book is filled of scientific evidence that says that there is no barrier. All exposure to radioactive exposure is dangerous and causes negative effects. All of it. I had hoped to start reading this article that I'm going to read, the oral history of the nuclear research by the United States government. And I just got super overwhelmed this week, so I have not. And I'm hoping that this weekend I can at least start to dig in on it. People can go to my YouTube channel, Nuts for Art, NutzForArt. And I'll have like a playlist where just those, I'll post it up daily. I usually, when I start these readings, I read at least every other day, but I like to read every day for about 15, 20 minutes. And I get through these scientific journals, books. And I'm going to read through this. It's about I think it's like 60 pages. So it's going to take me a little while to read it, but it's John Goffman talking to an interviewer from the government about what happened because the government did not keep track of anything. And in fact, the Department of Energy discovered that there was no written authorization for many of the experiments on human beings. So it's pretty important. Oh, so Glenn Woodford said he called in seven times. Called in seven times, answer LOL. So there is no. Let me see, Glenn, if I can actually let me talk to the producer and see if the phone line's open. Hold on, let me do 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 so. Okay, and I'll check my Skype connections, make sure that I'm actually able to accept it also. So she says the phone lines are open, and let me see. You know what I might have to do on the Skype thing is I might have to actually start a whole new. This is one of the things that the producer has suggested to me is that I might have to get a whole new Skype name and start all over again. Because yeah, this says I can accept any calls. And so that's my own phone ringing in the background, folks. Sorry about that. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can. I'll shut the door. So sorry about that, Glenn. I don't think I've figured out this Skype thing because it's not working. I can't accept it. It says I should be able to accept it, but for some reason, I don't even hear the phone ringing when you're giving me a call. So I guess what I'm going to do is take Jules in the next day or so. I'm going to get a whole new Skype account, and Jules says that ought to work. So I'm going to attempt that starting Monday. And then next Friday, I think I have an interview. I'm going to be on and off about when I will be talking to you directly. So Glenn, if you can call me on Skype, try me on my own Skype line, see if that works. It's Lonnie.Clark7. If you can call me on Skype, if you have Skype, you can connect with me that way and see if that works because that might end up happening and I might be able to connect with you that way. Otherwise, unfortunately, you guys, it's not gonna happen. Oh yeah. He just called my cell. That was him calling my cell. So let me give him my Skype name and see if Glenn can call me because I'd love to hear from Glenn. Glenn is an activist on YouTube who puts out his videos. He's got a great heart. And he's just like us. He's just a citizen who's just outraged about what is going on in the world. And We do need to band together. We do need to figure out how we're going to get it. I mean, we are up against a, we're up against an industry that just posts these little events, everything, every single day. Pilgrim Mass. Here we go. December 21st from the other day. Release of hydrogen gas in excess of reportable quantity of 10 pounds. This event posed no danger to health and plant safety of personnel or personnel management. The release, which is an expected part of a routine plant startup, was from the generator hydrogen cooling system. So, because it's part of the regular startup, they don't consider it a threat to human health. That's the super outrageousness of the nuclear industry. So, you know, unbelievable. It's an unbelievable event here, folks. I don't know. I don't know how people can listen to this radio show, the, I don't know, 500, 1,000 people that probably do. I don't know how people can just like plan on going to Christmas, celebrating the new year, and listen to this information that the Columbia Generating Station is in mode four, has a leak, it's considered inoperable right now. They're probably might be in nuclear meltdown, and they're not even going to tell us until Hanford blows up. That's how we would find out if there was a big explosion in Hanford. So it's unbelievable that we have got to live with this. And we don't have to live with this. But what we do need is millions of people taking to the streets and going, hell no, we won't go. Like, that's the only thing that's going to stop these genociders. And believe you me, they are genociders. When scientists stop being scientists, they go to being genociders. When they start protecting, quote, corporate interests, they don't want to have the corporations to go bankrupt. Guess what? They're already bankrupt. I mean, it's so outrageous. And our new president says we're going to go all out on the nuclear thing. What does that mean? What does that mean when we have no answer for nuclear waste or these failing nuclear power plants that were all over the limit? This is why we have these emergencies right now at the nuclear power plants, because they're all too old. They're all way too old. So it's just so outrageous. I don't know. I don't know, folks. I don't know what it's going to take. I honestly have no idea what it's going to take for people to decide that it matters, that it does matter to your life, and it matters to the life of your children. It matters to all of us. We cannot. We're not in a place where we can any longer decide to be passive. These are long-term effects that we are ignoring. Chuck Ochelli told me that my show and Libby Halevy's show were the only two shows he knew about that did nuclear stuff, which is kind of a shock. I'd love to have, like, wouldn't that be actually great if we had like 40 shows to pick from? Like all these different shows on the air where people like actually really decided that they were going to talk about every little community where they're, you know, in every one of these communities, there's always a group of people who are out to like expose this, shut them down, decide that they're not going to allow the tritium, the americium, cesium, plutonium, the host of everything else into our water. The new year's about to begin, and we have a lot to look forward to in terms of our decision to have to stay. We have to find our no. That's why I really like this poem at the beginning of the show. He has his yes, he has his no. And we have to have a no, folks. We have to say no to nuclear. We have to say to no to nuclear lies. We have to say no to nuclear and yes to the facts, the science. That's what science is about. Science isn't just something, oh, they just decide. Science is about taking a specific set of information or criteria, trying it over and over and over again, and it finds the same result. And you say, this, based on this idea, these are the results we get. This is how we have moved scientific thought forward. The only issue was when they did this, as Dr. John Goffman, Dr. Linus Pauling, and Dr. Arthur Tamplin, they were commissioned by the United States government to determine what was the negative effects or the positive effects. They were actually hired to find the positive effects of nuclear pollution. They wanted to be able to figure out, could we live in a time where there was no, where nuclear pollution could be used for the benefit of mankind? And do you know what he found out? No, there's no way. There absolutely, we have absolutely no way to figure that out. So there's nothing we can do. It's only harmful. I mean, I think that's one of Dana's best pieces of work, is going after Gilmeti, the guy who's been testing dogs for the last 30 years. He has been commissioned by the government to test dogs continually to see how low of a rate of radioactive contamination can affect them before they are okay. And guess what? They all die. And yet our government continues to do this. And why is that? Why is this industry such a cash cow? It is because of the Price-Anderson Act, because they can contaminate with absolute impunity. Because of the Price-Anderson Act, nobody gets convicted. Past, present, future, knowingly or unknowingly causing harm, there is a small liability that they get. That is it. That's it. So it's beyond comprehension. Oh man, I think we have a phone call. Oh, here, let me see if I can add Vincent easily into our call. Good morning. You're speaking with Lonnie Clark. Oh, dear. My goodness, what is going on here, folks? IUCY Radio. This is Lonnie. I have no idea what happened just now. My Skype went dodgy. I think someone was trying to call me. So I am going to ignore that because I believe that it does not connect into us. So see if I can get into this. Do not know who's calling me, but please, whoever is calling me, please stop because I can't connect you in. So, here we go. All right. So I'm gonna continue. Sorry about that little snafu. That is kind of a good picture of what's gonna happen with us in the new year. We're gonna come across things that we can't understand. We're gonna be challenged in the next year. The whole new year is going to be an interesting time because we, right now, it looks like the Columbia Generating Station is in nuclear meltdown and they're not telling us. We have these nuclear emergencies around that the NRC is reporting and underreporting as, and as standard fare, this is their job. This is the job of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency, is to tell us that everything's okay. That's really their job. They're attempting, their whole number one thing is to tell us, don't worry about it, no harm to human health. The NRC resident was advised. And that doesn't even contain when we're losing nuclear radioactive material. When they lose radioactive material, that's considered a non-emergency. They just lost radioactive material. And it's incomprehensible that our tax dollars are paying for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to lie to us, just like the EPA is paid to lie to us and underreport and downsize all of it to protect the corporate interests. That's really what it's about. And unless we get millions of people to put pressure on our elected officials to stop funding the liars, I mean, how, this is the question. I guess this is the eternal question in the fight for environmental justice. How do we get our government to stop funding corporate interests? Because we need millions. Okay, so we can, let's say we get a million people out in the street like they did in China to prevent the building of a nuclear power plant. Let's say we actually accomplish that task where we get a million people in the street to shut down the Columbia Generating Station. They close it down tomorrow. That's one plant. And it doesn't talk about all the other polluters that's going on. We have these circling waves of trash in the Pacific Ocean now, and we don't have mega industry going, okay, let's try to clean it up. Let's figure out an industry to clean this up. There is absolutely no regard for life on our planet based on the current corporate model. The idea that money is the primary directive of, corporate profit is the number one thing. We can have all the corporate profit in the world, but if you're sick and unhealthy, corporate profit means absolutely zero. So, it's incomprehensible. I guess nobody can call in, and I'm kind of sad about that because I would really love to engage in somebody. I am going to get a new Skype name. We're going to reinstall Skype, and the next opportunity we can, we'll do what we can to see if these phone calls can come in because I really love my listeners and the people that engage with me on YouTube. I get connected through YouTube and Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, but on Instagram, it's kind of like a lot of personal stuff where I just posted up my Christmas tree. I went and cut a Christmas tree, and then I had Christmas tree angst. I'd never gone to a Christmas tree farm. I went out there, found the perfect tree, and then I went, ah, now I gotta cut you. So I posted a video of me hugging my Christmas tree before we cut it and brought it home. Merry Christmas, everybody, and I'm gonna say that unequivocally. I'm not exactly a Christian. I used to consider myself a Christian, just like I used to consider myself a Catholic or a Baha'i. I don't know. I'm 61 years old and I can't really buy that whole story, although I do believe in a universal light. I believe that our planet is the planet of love. And I believe that the time of the winter time ending and the new spring coming out is an expression of love. And when we see coming out of this planet in the next 5 to 10 years, mutated plants on a mass scale, people will understand what we're talking about. What we're talking about is not something unknown, it's something known. Not only are people going to be dropping off like flies, cancer will be getting on epidemic scale, mutated and genetic births are going to go off the charts or are off the charts. We're going to start seeing like weird looking fruit, folks, and weird looking plants and strange animals. And that is just the read the Canticles of Leibowitz. Let me just put it to you that way. We talked about that. John McKenna and I talked about it. So let me tell Glenn it's no worries, Glenn. It's no problem. I'm definitely going to fix this Skype because I definitely want to be able to engage everybody. When I reflect and look forward for the next year, and as many of you know, I have zero faith that Herr Trump will do us any good at all, except line his own pockets and arrest a whole bunch of people. I think that there is a lot of things that we can actually accomplish because The reality is, no matter what anybody says, the physical reality of what nuclear contamination will do to our food supply is going to be right in their face. So, in the meantime, we can get people to engage. Please call your elected officials. Please do call Elliot Mainzer. Let me see if I can find that piece of paper. Call Elliot Mainzer at the Bonneville Power Administration, 800-282-3713, and ask him to please work to permanently shut down the Columbia Generating Station. Right now, it has been shut down. We expect it not to be reopened, and we can tell him that, and he has the power to move forward with that. So it's 1-800-282-3713. We need to keep the Columbia Generating Station shut down permanently. It was put into a scram on Monday. It's leaking. They can't figure it out. It says that the leak is going right into the nuclear reactor. So what does that mean? I don't know. That whole statement freaked me out. I mean, it's not something that I can actually live with. So I'm going to do all I can every single day to get the Columbia Generating Station shut down, no matter what. And by the way, people can go to our Facebook page, No Nukes Northwest. The No Nukes Northwest webpage is not up. We did have one. It was a WordPress page, but the person who put it together decided she wanted to keep it and wasn't going to give us the information. So we are building one, which hopefully will be out by the first of the year, and we'll have a link to No Nukes Northwest. But you can go to PayPal if you want to contribute to the efforts of No Nukes Northwest, where we use the funds. Really, you want to know what the funds are? A lot of the funds will be used for is really to help us pay for any legal litigation, or also we are looking to buy those solar panels that Mimi Gurman talked to us about. So I'm going to shamelessly promote No Nukes Northwest because we do need to close the Columbia Generating Station, and that is the goal of it. No Nukes Northwest. Just end the nuclear industry across the nation. I mean, it's just insane that we allow the government to poison us and poison our children, and knowingly poison our children. So we've got to speak out, and we need millions of people. I'm going to give you Elliot Mainzer's phone number again. Elliot Mainzer is the man who really has the authority, according to Nancy Newell, an activist up here in the Northwest. He works at the Bonneville Power Administration. The number's 800-282-3713. He has the ability to close that down. So, I see that we have about a minute and a half left. I want to thank you for joining me with the Age of Fission radio show today. Thank you for joining us on a regular basis. I'll be on 5 days a week. We'll see how that goes. If by the end of January it feels normal, we'll continue it. I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Merry Holiday and a happy time with friends and family. And, remember to really love yourself and love your neighbors and express love in your life. The more love we can express, the stronger our planet will be, and the more courage we find. You know, love gives us courage. So put your courage feet on. I always say that because we have to decide to do things. We have been trained to be feel weak and indifferent, and let us resist that. Happiness is resistance. So put your courage feet on, take some action. Have a Merry Christmas, and please enjoy your holiday, you guys. Be safe on the roads. Take care and walk in love.
Thank you.